facility cause darkness at noon. Now this is an actual picture of actually showing you what it looked at high noon. Okay? The day was turned to darkness. Okay? That's something very interesting that should have caught a lot of people's eyes and attention. The same thing when Mount St. Helens erupted and some of the other volcanoes that they were talking about over in the western part of the United States, that there was darkness over there also because of all the soot that was going in the air. Okay? So we're seeing different things that the Bible talks about, little aspects of it coming to being. The reason why we also wanted to mention that is we also know that in past history that there was also the darkening of the sun and the moon turning blood, and we also had the falling of stars. So we're just trying to get us to realize that there's lots of things that are going on. And if we're studying our Bible, we'll be able to see some of the things that are going on. Now, this peace that we were promised with the New World Order was most likely a false peace. Because ever since we had that war in Iraq, how much peace has there been on the planet? There's fighting over there in Russia. We know that there's a lot of fighting going on in Africa, and such that Somalians, that a lot of them are dying, by the millions are dying daily, just from starvation and people not being able to get food over to them. We also see over in Yugoslavia that there's lots of wars over there and everyone is fighting amongst themselves. Now that was nothing but a kickoff from World War II when the SS, which was the Secret Service, or the Eustaches it was called, that they persecuted all of those people that were Protestant. And if you wasn't Protestant, I mean if you were Protestant, then the SS, a lot of them were dressed up as monks. And so what they did, they were fries from the Catholic Church, and if you didn't convert over, they would bring in they would bring in the people, and they would bring the priests, and they would tell everyone that they had to convert over. And if they didn't convert over, they killed them. And a lot of that was in newspapers, and a lot of that has been forgotten history. But there are books, there are a few books that mention and give you the description and the accounts of what actually happened. And because of that, the people in Yugoslavia after World War II was over, those people were basically in charge. The Catholics wasn't the ones in charge. And so now that they got their independence and everything, the communist West, I mean, East Common Bloc had fallen, what they started to do now was, instead of them being persecuted by the Catholics like in World War II, now it's the reverse. Those who were afraid and who were persecuted before are now persecuting the Catholics. And that's why we have that war over there. But I think maybe one or two times that was mentioned in the news. But all the other times, they never tell you about that past history and what's actually going on, of why there's so much hatred over there. Because they're afraid that if they become independent again, that then they can do what they did again at World War II against them. And so they're trying to kill them off to stop that. Okay? So there's lots of things actually going on. Now we know that this war, I guess, started on January 16th, 1991, when we, I guess, on Martin Luther King's birthday. People was upset about that because after we decided to go to war on his particular birthday, he was supposed to be a man of peace. Okay, so we can see clearly that there is a false peace going on. Now, at the same time, I'm not sure if y'all are familiar with, in New York City, there's an individual who claims to be the Messiah. He's an Hasidic Jew. Okay? Now this Hasidic Jew has people, it's in the newspapers and so forth throughout New York, and I'm not sure how many people know in Delaware down in this area, but he claims to be the Messiah. And they're planning to take him over to Israel and to make some announcements about that. He's pretty old. He might be in his late 80s or early 90s. He's a pretty old individual. But if you know anything about the Hasidic Jews, they're one of the most strictest Jews there are. They memorize basically the whole Old Testament. So we're not dealing with people that don't know the Word of God, that's for sure. Okay? So we can see that going on at the same time. Okay, and at the